Two things since the beginning of time have never lied. That's stats in numbers and the Catholics. The world is going to end tomorrow. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard, she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
It is September 22nd. It is a Friday. Your weekend, this is going to be fantastic. Only if one thing and one thing doesn't happen. If the world does not end tomorrow, this weekend could potentially be the greatest weekend of all time. Thank you for listening to the Pat McAfee Show. I am Pat McAfee. I look around the room at a group of men who I think are prepared to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them to do a little bit of research on their lives before the show. I said, tell me some things that you've accomplished in your life. Today is a celebration of life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it could all come crashing down tomorrow at night, we've assumed, right? They're going to give us all day.
I'm ready at any time, any day. I'm ready to go.
At Nick Marotta's ready to get raptured at Tactical Digs. How about you?
I'm for sure not getting raptured.
I thought about this last night. Like, what if somehow I get raptured and I go up there and I'm looking around and, like, Tim Tebow's not there? I'm like, oh, big lies. A lot of lies being hit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think you learn about a lot of people.
Yeah, I've called that for a while. But, what's the movie with Danny McBride and all them where they get raptured and they're best friends?
This is the end.
This is the end.
Yeah, at the very end, whenever they just start. Is that what that is? What it is, isn't it?
That is the rapture.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes so much sense.
And obviously
now.
That happened at night. It always happens at night.
Mm-hmm.
At Todd McComas, how do you feel about how things have gone in your life?
I think they'll take me.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you're making it to heaven?
I think so.
It's hard to dislike Todd.
But it would have to be the commandments. God would have to be a little more flexible than some people would lead you to believe for me to make it.
Yeah, you think he's going to have to be a little bit of lenient.
Yeah, if he's just like, generally speaking, try to abide by these, then I'm okay.
But if he was like, this is the rule book to make it, you're...
Then I'll be down here pounding dirt with everybody else.
Yeah, like if you abide 5 days a week, I might have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, weekend warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you shouldn't be blamed for Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-mm.
Or Tuesday nights in October 2010 when you get arrested.
Right.
It's a big night.
At Sean Latham, how are you, bub?
Man, I feel spectacular again, Pat.
Do you?
Yeah, just the weeks fly by.
How do you feel about like the potential world ending tomorrow?
I'm good, dude. I hope she gets a roll with me. You know, I mean, I'm going to hold her for sure.
God's not going to just take... What happens...
All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven.
All right, so I'll just see her up there then. I don't worry about logistics as far as picking her up.
Is it like a coat rack? Like, do you get like a ticket? Like, hey, you pull your dog out from the coat, the dog rack.
Well, I just think that when you get up there, she's just like right wherever you are.
How old are you when you're in heaven?
Your best age.
Yeah, you're just at the age, I think you're the happiest in your life. Mm-hmm. If you were never happy, then I could probably like a... There's probably like a standard like settings age. Yeah.
19, like 21 maybe. Is it 21? Is it 21 or and over?
To get in?
Yeah, to heaven? Or
no, I think I don't think there's an age as far as getting in. But like to drink, I still think
no, but I'm talking like the am I going to be 21-year-old me? Or am I going
to
be...
I think that's up to you.
Whenever your best age was, whenever you think. But heaven's pretty much like Europe. It's very laissez-faire on like drinking and stuff like
heaven
that.
Heaven is?
Yeah.
I've heard that about heaven.
Like, no one really gets, like, blacked out and stuff up there because, like, you could just...
Noah did.
But there's a general open bar.
But he wasn't up there when he got blacked.
But I'm assuming he's carrying that over for all of us.
Yeah.
Just, they're really big on no glass by the pool. That's their big rule.
I've heard that.
Because blood is wine.
Yeah.
And all dogs go to heaven, but no cats.
No, there won't be one single cat.
A lot of people don't know this, but Jesus is allergic. So.
Well, Satan can't
What do you have, Zyrtec? Didn't you say Zyrtec takes care of the cat allergy?
Yeah.
You don't think Jesus has a Zyrtec?
It makes you drowsy. I don't think he's all about it. He's like, you know what? I control it up here. Instead of me taking Zyrtec or something, I'll just not let any cats up here.
At the Jeff Hibbert.
Jesus sounds like my landlord. There better not be any cats in there. I'm coming in.
Guys, the first couple weeks of football is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a
$100,000
Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster and easier than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. That's 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. How many players from each tier, Diggs?
8 players. One player from each tier.
Yikes. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. You're not going out there and just getting slaughtered.
Mollywopped.
No. You're not Ryan Grigson going against Bill Polian. You know, like, you're not just going to get in there and just get crushed by the other person. It's not going to happen. Similar skill level contests, which is really all you could ask for in any type of game. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. No commitment at all.
It's the best.
That is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the more and more I think about commitment, the scarier.
A lot of people are afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. But now you can just get rid of a guy and pick up a new one next week. Like, what a move. Mm-hmm. Vibs, how do you feel about commitment?
Hate it.
Is it because of them not wanting to commit to you, or is that why?
Nah.
So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code America to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes. Once again, that's our free contest with
$100,000
in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code America to compete for your share of
$100,000
in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I tried to read that last one slowly because normally it's eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details because we're signifying that it's small print at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's small print. That's the rules. Eligibility restrictions apply.
That used to be my favorite thing that you did, but now my favorite thing that you do in ad reads is, why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you try?
It's free to enter because it's me reading it and then my brain going, yeah, why wouldn't? It's free. Let's go. Speaking of going, we're zero of us are going to heaven?
Probably.
Well, it depends on the rules, right?
Yeah.
What happens to people that don't believe? Like, what about the other religions? What happens with them in the rapture?
I'm sure they have their own rapture.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Same day?
Same, different planet. Like, they just go to a different planet.
They're all going to the same place. It's how you live morally, not who you talk to in your head.
Wait, so heaven's not a planet in a different solar system?
Wow.
That's what I always thought.
It sounds like you don't believe in the rapture tomorrow, Sean. Sounds like there might be a little bit of doubt in your eyes.
But I'm definitely going to say that just because some people might not believe in certain things than others, I mean, if there is a hypothetical place we're all going no matter what,
wow.
But depending on how you live morally,
yeah,
then that's where you're going to go. Yeah. I mean, can anybody in heaven really expect anybody down here to know what the hell is going on when we get there?
Are you a reincarnation guy? Is that where you're going with this?
Wow.
I definitely think it's a thing.
I've been on the books as saying I'm a Zeus guy. I can't wait to see
it. On the books.
You like the Greek gods.
Yeah.
You believe in the Greek gods, mm-hmm. the mountain of Olympus.
Yeah.
You believe that there's just a bunch of guys running around up there that are controlling everything, and women, sorry, Athena. Controlling everything.
There's not one guy that can do it all. It's got to be a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's a team.
So you
like
think
a corporation.
You think heaven's a team.
Yeah.
There's departments.
Yeah.
You think you're going to cross the river Styx to go down to Hades in the underworld and live in hell.
I'm not sure what he just said.
Wow.
But I do know Hades, he was a scary cartoon in the movie Hercules. He had a blue fire face. Tough guy to look at.
He runs hell. He runs the underworld.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start a cartoon
what
for
about
Diggs.
The devil? Doesn't the devil run hell?
Yeah, I thought that
in
was...
In Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. But
if you
not,
believe in the Greek gods, it's Hades.
No, so, I believe in the Greek gods, but I believe in the Christian devil.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's really crossover of you.
Yeah.
Super crossover.
How many virgins do you get when you die?
Seven.
Seven. What is that? That's Muslim, right? They get 70-some virgins?
Yeah.
What a lunatic. Who would want that?
Nobody.
Yeah. You're basically becoming a professor.
Vibs.
Yeah. All right, everybody, sit up. It's hand job class.
We have a good time here.
The first 100 years of your death, you were teaching people how to have proper sexual relations. That's incredible.
I think
what happens? They all sync up and get their periods all at the same time.
Oh, that is. It's like Bluetooth.
Well, yeah. I think what you're going to run into some real problems down the road is that when you're already on the back half of that 72, right? You're already getting tired.
36.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you've already opened up all these doors for the first half of these honeys. Now they want to get tore up all the time. And now that he's basically going to have a virgin farm that turns lesbian.
Yes.
With an occasional, it's going to be all bisexual. I'm probably like an 80-20 split lesbian to straight.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
I mean, there's 72 of them and one of you. There's only so much time.
There's not enough dick to
go around.
It's
in heaven, though. Time's not a thing.
Yeah, but it's been, it's been what we've been saying this whole time. It's not enough dick to go around.
Oh, there's enough.
The Warhammer coming in from the clouds. I think that's how we should start talking to like the ISIS people. We're like, hey, listen, not that good. Like, this is not what you want. I don't think this is, let's reconsider this whole thing.
Like, have you thought this through?
Like, this is not what you're going to want, really, in the end, we don't think.
Because you know they're all just sitting up there at the bar just bitching about their 72 virgins to each other.
Oh.
Like, they won't shut the fuck up.
They could be talking about an Ariana Grande album or something.
Just so I get what you just said.
Yeah, yeah.
The Muslim men who have sacrificed their bodies for their religion and who are promised 72 virgins are possibly at the bar in heaven, away from their 72 virgins, speaking about the new Ariana Grande album. Is that
I mean, just to kind of get away. Just to cut. Actually, I was assuming I thought you meant the girls. So
the thought of
no, this is much better.
The thought of the ISIS guys up there, just like, yeah, I thought you really brought it on the last album, not so much this album.
Production quality was at an all-time high. I mean, it was a clean album.
What's up, Vibs?
Why did I kill myself with these 72 versions? I had a very nice goat at home, and things were great.
Yikes!
I marked that.
Yeah. Okay. Good idea. So I asked everybody to go through a couple things they've done in their life that they're proud of and some things they're looking forward to. Like in the next 24 hours, what can you get done? Oh, you can't figure that out. You'll be able to make it happen. I believe in you. Diggs, go. You can go first about your life.
What I've done so far in my life to be proud of?
Yeah.
The year after you left high school, I became the punter. I was honorable mention all-conference punter. That means I was the third best punter out of six teams. Okay. I graduated... I graduated from pretty much an Ivy League school in 4 years. Let's not get into that.
Duquesne is not an Ivy League. Listen, Duquesne is a school, a good school, but you mentioning that they're potentially the only reason why they were in Ivy League is because there wasn't enough grass on the campus is so outrageous.
I read that somewhere.
Of course you did.
I discharged a weapon in a home and I didn't shoot anyone. and then I avoided the big four no's, which is cavities, STDs, children and wife.
You've never had a cavity?
No, bro.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's incredible dental hygiene.
I don't drink pop. That might help, I think.
Oh, it could help.
And me. I also don't eat candy, so.
Wow, good
pussy.
For you.
Yo, I'm a salts guy, fam.
No kids.
He's also never been to the dentist.
No, I haven't. Dr. Terry Stepnick, shout out.
No kids, no STDs, no wife. Cavities, and no wife.
Yeah.
The four no's in Diggs's book. Good for you. What do you want to accomplish before tomorrow happens?
I need to go to Jurassic Park, the one with the faulty wiring and shit, so I can see if I can survive. I want to visit the Congo. I want to be on a cruise ship that gets hit by a tidal wave.
The Congo!
I want to be on an episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple. Try heroin, see what that fuss is all about. And try biscuits and gravy.
You've never had biscuits and gravy?
Nope.
Did anybody hear his laugh? He is the dumbest dude. You might be the dumbest dude on earth. I want to visit the Congo. I want to be on a cruise that gets hit with a wave. I want a tidal wave.
Is that a tidal wave.
These are all things that you sat down and you're like, these are things I want. This is my bucket list.
Yeah.
If push comes to shove and I'm forced to write a bucket list, here it is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Diggs. I'm excited to see what you can pull off. Biscuits and gravy is sad, though. You've never had
it. I know.
At Todd McComas, what... Give me a little rundown of your life.
Major accomplishments. I had two home runs and eight RBIs in a single game in high school.
Good job.
Against LaPel.
Wow.
It was my favorite sports moment of my
life. This is an Al Bundy moment. This is an Al Bundy moment right now. I love that.
Let's see. I had sex with my dad's hot-ass 33-year-old secretary when I was 18.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that was a big grab for me.
Is the world just finding out about that right now?
Maybe.
That secretary's husband's like doing the math right now.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 what? When? When? Unbelievable.
A big deal for me was the first time I headlined a comedy show for money.
I can respect
because
that.
Because being a comedian or just doing stand-up one time was on my bucket list, and I ended up getting paid for it.
I think more people should try stand-up comedy.
Yeah, at least once.
You
go
have
to an
to.
Open mic.
Just try it out.
Try it out.
It's a lot. Getting... It's a cool thing. It's a really cool feeling.
Yeah.
It's a freedom feeling.
It's something you can't experience in any other form. Anyway, it's like a one-of-a-kind thing.
Yep, so I agree with that.
Everybody should try it once.
Yep, I agree with that.
I put away a few murderers in my day, helped solve a few murders, and put those murderers in prison. That was always a big bucket list thing for me.
Absolutely. So fuck those guys.
Those.
Are they still in jail, those guys?
Probably, yeah. They got
definitely guilty?
Definitely guilty.
Hope so, for your sake.
Because the only stories you ever hear about are the murderers that weren't definitely guilty. You always hear about them.
Yeah.
But the murderers who are definitely guilty, gone forever.
Like, for sure.
See.
Yeah, that's my big accomplishment.
Diggs, like who?
OJ.
OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Yeah.
What do you want to accomplish before tomorrow?
I want to play second base for one inning for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Okay.
What? That's doable.
I think you have a game tomorrow.
I think probably if I asked right now, I could probably
why the Reds
get in there. I screw up on the Reds, you know. So
Pete
big
Rose?
Red machine.
Pete Rose
is my favorite player of
who
all
was their
time.
Second baseman? Was it
Joe Morgan?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
What is second base? Is that the one that's right there in the middle? Yeah. No. What second base? What are you? Are you on the left side of second base or the right?
If you're
side?
The batter, I'm on the right side of second base.
So I thought that was the shortstop.
Shortstop would be on your left side of the bag.
We're learning.
Shortstop makes the farther throw.
Yeah. Shortstop's between second and third.
I'll tell you what. Baseball's interesting. And then that's left field or right field?
Left field.
You're looking.
It sounds like you're from another country or from another planet right now. It's the most. I mean, I don't know that. Doesn't make. You know what, though? It's because you're
not a baseball guy.
I honestly did not know that. I would have bet second baseman, left side of the base. And that's not the right answer, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soccer and hockey dudes are like. They don't really cross over as much. Like, if so you're a soccer dude, you don't know shit else about the other sports going on.
I don't know. I could have played. Of plenty of sports.
Well, you could have played it all, but you don't even know where second base guy stands.
I was nowhere near baseball. My dad had a hatred for baseball that I had never experienced before. Like, he chose soccer over baseball by a million because of how boring he thought baseball was. Mm-hmm. He said, in baseball, you can just stand there for literally 9 innings and nothing happens. We're not doing this.
I love Tim McAfee.
Tim McAfee hated baseball, so he didn't even let me get around it. Never watched baseball. All my friends played. I just played soccer, so I know nothing about baseball. That's why when my first BP was at the Indianapolis Indian Stadium over here. I had no idea what I was doing.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I didn't do bad.
Yeah. You hit off a triple-A pitcher.
I sinked it. I don't know if I would have ran it out, though. I don't know if I would have made it. It was a little
You
dribble.
Made contact, and it was in fair territory. That's
I felt
all that
good
matters.
About it.
It was like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Yeah, you should feel good about that.
Yeah, I saw it, though. I sinked it. I told you guys
that. That's all he said. As soon as he walked out of the fucking box, he goes, I saw it. Like, I could see the movement on the ball.
Yeah, because everybody was saying, like, the MLB hitters – can't see the ball. They're like, if you can see the ball, you see it. If you can't, you're a hitter or whatever. So I was stepping in there. I mean, that's my first time ever really. I mean, I might have went to a batting cage one time as a child. One time. I don't think I ever really even went to a batting cage. So I stepped in there, and this guy's pitching. First, you're sitting there. You're like, this motherfucker's going to hit me right in the fucking head because you're just standing right there. And this dude is, he was like a 6'7" guy from Texas, dude he was throwing. Mm-hmm. And he throws the first one. I'm just like, I'm just going to stand here and see if I can say it because Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the Year. He was real scared there. You know,
yeah,
I thought
great,
that
yeah. great movie.
Great movie. That's exactly how I felt. And he brought it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I could see that a little bit. And now you're putting a lot of trust in that pitcher, though. Like, I feel like baseball is a big game of trust between the pitcher and the batter because you can headshot a guy anytime you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like cornhole.
Yep.
Like, he can control that ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then once I saw that pitch, I knew what we were doing there.
But your body also knows really fast that ball's coming at you and just not wanting to hit.
Yeah, that's why.
You're getting out of the way.
He didn't throw me anything that was wild where I would have moved. He threw, like, a slider, I think. He threw a slider. Mm-hmm. But everything was away from me. Those ones that they show.
He didn't want to hit you.
Yeah, exactly. Those ones that show, like, they come down. Like,
and they buckle your knees.
I would have fucking fell. I would have collapsed, which I wish he would have done it.
I remember literally doing that before. Like, first time I started seeing, like, a serious curveball.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bat, and that ball just comes in. I remember ducking out of the way.
Yep. Strike.
The guy said, strike! I was like, damn, I'm a clown.
How is that possible, ump? It's an impressive little thing, though, but my dad hated it. So, so you wanted to play second base, huh, for the
Reds?
Yeah,
I like to play an inning. I don't want to play a whole game, so I'll get tired. Mm-hmm. An inning's fine. I want to star in a Judd Apatow movie.
Okay. He makes good movies, I
think.
Does he? What is a Judd Apatow movie?
The Birth movie.
Huh? Virgin?
Knocked up.
Knocked up. 40-year-old
virgin.
He made 40-year-old virgin? Up.
Yeah.
And then he produces pretty much any one of the movies that of those actors go on and create themselves. Like, I think This Jonah Is The Hill. End and all that stuff.
He's Super
a,
Bad.
He's a part of all those movies. Yeah. Super Bad.
All those.
So yeah. How do...
His movies are like 24 hours long, so that might be a problem. They go way too long.
I just need...
Vibs from the clouds on Apple Town.
Badass Vibs dropping the bomb.
Hey, I'm going to make a comedy 2 hours and 30 minutes. I don't need to learn anything from my comedy. I just need to laugh. I hate Judd Apatow. Continue.
You're kidding me.
Warhammer. I mean, they're listing off some big movies here, yeah. And you're just...
How do you hate Judd Apatow?
Oh, Will Smith. Let's not even talk about who's more. Will Smith is loved by everybody. I don't know.
I can't believe you just
tried comparing. I get a lot of tweets backing me up. I'm just saying. I get a lot more, even more than I thought I would. Oh, I get a lot of support on this train.
It's funny that we're not tagged in any of those.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Little secret ones you get.
Yeah. Little Nick Maraldo.
Yeah.
I hate Will Smith.
It's a little private Will Smith hater club.
Why don't you make a group
club?
Chat? Make a group chat.
Sorry. I will. I'll bring back AIM. We'll get in a chat room.
Had no idea those existed till yesterday.
Start a forum in Reddit.
20s there and 30s.
That's the way to do it, is a Reddit forum.
You could do an I Hate Will Smith meetup at a bar or something like that.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
You actually probably should do that.
I would like to see the numbers.
The crowd?
Yeah, I would like to see the numbers just because, I mean, anytime I go to my phone in the middle of the show.
We can all get together and talk about how overrated he is. Oh, he's not a great actor. He just plays the same character every time.
You could find the girl of your dreams at this.
Overrated?
Yeah, you overrated.
Are you?
Listen to that beat, cuz.
Just by the way, this movie also made $100 million.
Which one's this?
Oh, you'll.
Remember when all the aliens are dancing at the end?
It's the MIBs. Oh, yeah, the MIBs.
Man.
Couldn't even make his own beats. Just had to sample and steal everyone else's beats.
That little worm thing that drinks coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Arracho. They had like some weird.
I don't give up. MIB.
Those little worm guys had some dope like cholo accents. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. Sean Latham, at Sean Latham, what have you accomplished in your life?
Well, I became a hilarious comedian, which is just myself. I got to perform at Radio City Music Hall a couple times. That was amazing.
Wow. Nice. That's fucking gigantic.
Yeah, that was out of control.
That's like the Dream Theater, right? Radio City Music Hall?
That isn't the Apollo up there?
I'd say Radio City more.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Madison Square Garden. That's because that's New York, right? New York.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden is everybody's dream event.
Like, yeah, that's a different level of
action.
I only
said the Apollo because in one of the Chris Rock movies, he died and before he got to play the Apollo. I can't remember what movie it was.
No, that was the one where he had to be an old white man or something like that. He switches over.
Oh, but then he does get to play it.
Yeah.
Good movie.
What is it called?
No idea.
Yeah,
I just forgot. Music Hall, definitely one of the most top-rated comedy venues. Like, if you want to do a comedy venue, you want to go do one of the top-rated comedy venues, you go to Radio Music Hall. If you want to go to one of the top-rated websites on the internet, you go to one that's hosted by Bluehost. It's powering over 2 million websites. Whether you're a blogger or a small business owner or a comedian that's got your own business running on the road doing comedy, Bluehost is everything you need.
Sean was having a moment.
go ahead. That was
Sean, we were
nobody's safe.
But we were having
nobody's safe.
I do love Bluehost for sure. Yeah. I love them. But man, Sean, I want to let you know, I was very much impressed by that stat. I did not know that either.
Yeah.
But you know what else I didn't know? Bluehost is so awesome. That's why I
everything
jumped
you need. Everything you need to build a website you've always wanted. Bluehost is the best tool to build, host, and manage your personal or small business website. It gives you the freedom to design your own website your way without being limited by templates. Nobody likes templates.
No.
Bluehost makes hosting your website stress-free so you can go back to what matters most, making money, getting things done. Simple enough for beginners and powerful enough for even the most advanced users. Ultimate flexibility and control with fully customizable templates and third-party app support. True reliability with 99.9% uptime guarantee and automated updates. Maximum security, all the good stuff to protect you from malware and anything else that's harmful. 24/7 tech support, online resources, and expert services to help you succeed and save time. Bluehost is the top recommended WordPress host in WordPress.org history, at least since 2005. The Pat McAfee Show listeners save 50% when you sign up at Bluehost.com.
How much?
50%. That's half off when you sign up at Bluehost.com/America.
Thank you, Bluehost.
Sorry, Sean.
So people heard us talking about the end of the world and potentially going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a call from heaven right now, actually.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. The conversation we were just having must have been echoed loud enough that it reached the happy place, the next place, the place we're all headed, where the rapture happens tomorrow if Catholics and mathematists are right. Somebody wanted to call in from heaven, which I had no idea they had phones up there.
Who?
On the phone now, from heaven, to give us a little perspective maybe of what's possible, Harry Carey, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
fucking
right.
Harry.
Yeah, yeah, Harry.
Yeah, Harry nice. Carey called in from heaven. Harry, how's it going?
It's going great, Pat. How are you guys doing down there?
Not shabby, Harry. things are okay. We're a little bit scared, though, that tomorrow could potentially be the rapture, and we're worried about, if we'll make it to heaven, and if we do, what it's like. We got a lot of questions, Harry.
Well, the first thing I'll say is, don't worry about the rapture. I think that's a lot of baloney. But if it does come, let me tell you something, Pat. Heaven isn't that bad.
Why? What have you been up to up there? How? Like, just kind of break it down for us what heaven is like if we do get selected to go up there.
Sure. Well, let me just give you a small sample of my day-to-day. So last night, I ran out of a sixer of Budweiser. And I was strolling down the lane right near the pearly gates, and out of nowhere, bam, Michael Jackson and Prince having a concert together. And wait for this, David Bowie opened for me.
No way.
What?
Bowie.
I got a lot of questions. You ran out of Budweiser, so there's Budweiser in heaven?
You can drink?
Oh, you could absolutely drink, Todd. Are you kidding me?
And how did Michael Jackson made it into heaven?
Apparently, I saw him. I'm not the one who's making those decisions, but he was there.
Are those types of days just very common up there in heaven? I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, you could say that. Steve Jobs has really added quite a bit to the to heaven as well.
Is that how you're able to call us from heaven now that Steve's up there? Is everybody outfitted with new iPhones?
Oh, absolutely. He put fiber in this entire He also added a retina scanner. Actually, believe it or not, St. Peter is no longer at the gates of heaven. You scan your eyes in and then boom. You're ready to go. Makes you wonder how a guy like Stevie Wonder's going to get it.
What is the next big scheduled event, or do things just kind of happen periodically whenever it happens?
They kind of just happen periodically. I was walking the other day, ran into Robin Williams. He said he's got a comedy show coming up. But hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah?
This guy's knuckles are hairier in person than they are on the TV. That is just insane.
Didn't think that was possible, Harry.
Neither did I.
Who's your favorite person that you've got to hang out with up there?
Let's see. So far, I've had a lot of fun with John Candy.
Uncle Buck himself?
Nice. Uncle Buck himself. You know, actually, he basically played me in Rookie of the Year.
Hey, Harry, do you miss Chicago?
Oh, of course. You know, you can't beat Lakeshore Drive. Budweiser, Old Style, the Cubbies. I mean, it just, you can't beat it. Heaven's not too bad, though.
Well, so you're saying that you think the rapture's a bunch of baloney, but if it happens, and we should be excited about it. Because who are some people that are up there you didn't expect to see in heaven? Like, how did this person make it into heaven, you know?
I bumped shoulders with Richard Pryor the other day, and I was thinking, what is this guy doing here?
And you don't make those decisions. That's way over your head, I guess. You're kind of just like a player on an NFL team. They got a GM making all the decisions.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm hoping that eventually Jesus and me will have a couple sit-downs, and I'll be able to maybe give him a couple suggestions, but who knows?
There's a lot of comedians in there I wouldn't thought would have made it. Sam Kinison up there?
He is. Believe it or not, I think Harriet Tubman might have snuck him in through there.
what is heaven like? There's Budweiser. What type of food do you guys eat up there? Like, is there anything, like, is it just all you can eat everything every day? Is it like a cruise line? What is it?
I've heard it's very similar to that. Personally, I will only eat Vienna beef hot dogs.
That's it.
Yeah, I won't eat anything else. I haven't even tried anything else.
Do you go to restaurants or does it get brought to you? Like, is it like room service all the time in heaven? Like, what is it?
Pretty much. I have this little container in my lodging, if you will. I pop that up and boom, it's never ending. Just hot dog after hot dog.
Harry, is there any hip-hop artists or rappers up there that you hang out with?
There's a couple. Unfortunately, I was hoping to rub shoulders with Tupac. That guy's not here. I think he might still be in Jamaica.
What about who else do they say isn't dead? No, everybody, I guess. Everybody who's specifically. What's Elvis Presley like? Is he up there?
Oh, Elvis crushes so much poo up here. It's unbelievable.
How old are you up in heaven, Harry? Like, what age is everybody? Is there do you get to pick your favorite age? Is there do you go in however old you are whenever you pass? What is it?
You know, it's interesting. Some people look a hell of a lot different than other people do. I look like I did when I was about 65, but you got a guy like... I look like I did when I was about 65, but then you got Anna Nicole Smith, who looks like she's about 400 pounds. I thought she would have been her body from that skyscraper movie where she was nude.
So there's a lot of options up there. I think that's something we all got to decide, what age we're going to be when the rapture
happens. I think so.
I think I'm taking this me right here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be 30 years old.
That's good.
Yeah. Harry, you said you're 65, Harry?
65. And let me just tell you, you would do well in heaven, Pat.
Why is that?
Like Elvis, that well, or like just in general?
I think you could maybe give the king a swig or run for his money.
Is there hangovers or calories in heaven? I've always wondered about that.
I don't even pay attention to any of that garbage.
Stupid.
I don't think so. I mean, I've been drinking beer and eating hot dogs for the last 20 years. I look exactly the same. So.
Well, Harry Carey, we appreciate you so much for the update. Is there anything we should know down here just for our last day and a half, like any life lessons that you've had growing through your life or anything like that we should keep in mind while we live for 24 more hours?
There's always... more room in your gullet for one more ice-cold Budweiser.
Thank you for that, Harry. Truly words of wisdom. Thanks for the call to heaven. I'm much more confident now if we end up getting raptured tomorrow. Now, granted, I don't think anybody in his room will go up there, although there are some suspect people up in heaven he was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Pryor's up there.
They were all rich, though. I assume they paid a fee.
Yeah, like it's like a parking, like a membership. Mm-hmm. You can buy a membership. Like, I can buy a degree from a university if I make a big donation. That's what you're saying?
Of Phoenix?
Yeah, I need
to. The only thing that would bug me about heaven is if they all wear the same. They all wear those long white robes. You know what I mean?
I think you just wear a leaf.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to wear a long white robe. Because I just imagine everybody's like tripping over them all the time because they're so long and sloppy. I would need like an untuck it heavenly robe. Oh. One made, you know, just right.
Oh,
just
yeah,
at the
like
right
a
length.
Perfect size.
Yes,
robe.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. It's like shirts. Most shirts are like LinkedIn bios. They're too long and they're too sloppy.
Yep. Right?
Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. Research shows a clear preference for an untucked shirt to be long enough to comfortably cover the belt buckle, but short enough to keep a portion of the pant pocket exposed. Gives me quick access to my phone so I can check out all the cool content that's being released on Pat McAfee Show's YouTube channel.
Oh, come on
that's
through.
Up running right now.
Come on through.
Untucked shirts fall at the perfect length. That's why they're the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect gift. So visit untuckit.com and use promo code Heartland to receive 20% off all purchases. Promo code Heartland at untuckit.com.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Untuckit. You're the best. Let's get to some final thoughts and wrap up and send people into their weekend. I think today we've... Is there anything going on in the news world? Nothing changed since yesterday,
no.
Right? Nothing.
No, because no one's doing anything because they know the world's going to end. So like, there's literally no news.
Yeah, absolutely. Iowa City on Saturday, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, Barstool Tailgate Show is happening on Facebook. I think you'll enjoy it. And then 8:30 at night in Lafayette, Indiana. Mm-hmm. An evening with my friends and I. We're going to be telling stories and telling jokes on a stage for at least 5,500 people right now at Elliott Hall. Tickets are still on sale. I believe you can get some real cheap ones right now, kind of steal last minute and get in. I appreciate that. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited for this weekend as long as, well, Harry Carey says we should be excited to go to heaven, too. Mm-hmm. At Tactical Digs, final thoughts.
Today is September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
38 days until Halloween. people always forget about Halloween. If you're going to be wearing something slutty or sexy or revealing.
Same exact final thought as yesterday.
No.
Yep. Same exact one. Yesterday we even complimented. Didn't we not compliment him? We said, like, you're such a gentleman for people always forget is what we said.
You're all repeating ass. Oh, Johnny repeats over there.
I don't think
Ricky
that's
repeats.
True.
People are going to forget from last podcast, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
So it is something I don't think about, though, because Halloween shows up 3 days out in my mind. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, Saturday's Halloween.
And you have to run to the fucking Dollar
Spencer's
Halloween store.
Or the Halloween store. Yeah. In last minute. So you're giving people two times a 30.
First time, 38 days away. So order your costumes now. Start thinking about it. Start getting in shape. Do what you got to do. Grow out your beard. Shave your beard. Grow a mustache. Whatever you need to do.
That's your friend at Tactical Digs with another reminder that Halloween is coming up. Second time. At Todd McComas, final thoughts?
First of all, since the end of the world is Saturday, if anybody knows how to get a hold of Faith Hill, I just would like to make out with her one time before the end of the world, if that's possible. Also, more importantly, on this day in history, in 1692, the last person was hanged for witchcraft in the U.S. There were over 20 people hanged during the Salem witch trials, mm-hmm. and today in 1692 was the last of those to be hung, and not since. So good for us. We stopped hanging people for suspected witchcraft.
Well, yeah. We stopped witches.
Yeah.
We beat witches.
That, or we were just,
we're
you
just
know,
more acceptive of them.
Well, it's that, or an incredible amount of women were hung for just having cold titties. Which is how they detected witches back in the day.
It's one or the other.
If you had a cold tit.
A lot of coal miners were hung, too.
Yikes, over there. At Sean Latham, final thought.
My final thought is this. You know, I've been seeing a lot of, I see a Todd doing all these police chases, and I'm, you know, he's always cut. There's so many police chases going on. We need to cut back, and I think the way to do it is that from now on, you get a 5% chance if you get pulled over, the police are just going to praise your driving skills.
Oh, like cops pull over for a positive.
Yeah, that's why. And I'm optimistic, so I'm going to think it's a 1 in 20 shot.
Mm-hmm.
He just really enjoys how I drive.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So, like, you know, because I was in the freeway, and I could use this the other day. I was on the freeway, and I'm in the far left lane, you know. And you know when you're just spaced out, and you're about to miss your exit. So
it's a panic moment.
But you say, fuck it, and you just pull one of those How You Like Me Now, those five-lane dip moves.
Yeah.
And I just hit it hard, and I just, you know, I was so smooth. I looked over my left shoulder to make sure other people saw how smooth that shit was. And then the cop pulled me over, and, you know, if we had this 5% chance thing,
yeah,
then I know what was going to happen. He was going to come up to the car, and he'd be like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'll be like, yeah, because you saw that sweet-ass five-lane dip move I just pulled off, and you want to congratulate me? And he was like, you're goddamn right, son. Now keep it moving and keep up the smooth driving. And that's the kind of thing I think that can really bring down police chase numbers.
But instead what happened was you got a reckless driving. Which is so rude of that cop.
It's super rude. Nobody super got rude. Hurt, dude.
It was like, a good move, bro. Respect that you've been in this situation before. You know, I just pulled it off. Just like when you pull it off. I get so excited when I make those moves.
Yeah.
I feel like a fucking IndyCar NASCAR driver.
I feel like pulling over to the side and doing an autograph set for everybody behind me. Do a little meet and greet off the off-ramp.
You saw that? I was in L3. I made it all the way over to R2. In between two trucks, I made my exit.
When you do it in L.A., it's even more of a whammy because the first rule, you're already breaking one law by jumping out of the carpool lane on a double yellow solid.
Yep, when you and don't then, have anybody in your car.
Yeah.
So you're breaking two laws.
That's two right there. Yeah. And then there's a six lanes on the other. So that's like an eight-lane, 12-infraction move.
Yeah. And instead, it should be there's a 5% chance.
They're just going to compliment you.
Hey, man. You broke, like, at least 12 laws right there, but in an impressive fashion. Have a great day.
Exactly.
And you know what? I don't think the cop and the people being pulled over, it wouldn't be such a tumultuous situation immediately. Because they're in the back of the mind of most criminals, I would say, they're very optimist. That's why they do it all. Mm-hmm. That's why they rob a bank. I can get away with this. Mm-hmm. That's why I can get away with it. They're very optimist. So when they see a cop like go on, they'll be like, yeah, he's complimenting me for something. Like, there's nothing wrong. Maybe everything goes down after that.
They're also big gamblers. They're addicted to the gamble and taking the risk. Yep. Of the,
So that's what it is. 1 in 20 odds to get off.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting off.
Like, they're the kind of people that are like, ooh, you know, like the kind of person that always, like, so lets their gas run down to the lowest portion as it can. Like, oh, I bet I can,
really
can get it there before my car dies.
You're describing me in every
You team. Do that all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a criminal. dicks.
That's why he's such a...
No, because like the gas thing, it has the mileage, how much miles you've left. And I let it go to zero because I've always been told there's like 15 miles left after you hit zero.
Yeah, and you can't stop yourself from testing it. You have?
Yeah, as an adult.
Yeah, I have a couple times.
Never have. So. Oh, I'm going to add that to my accomplishments list.
Yeah, you want to go to Congo too. Sean, I didn't get a chance to ask you because talk
so rudely. Oh, no, it's too late. You guys already fucked me and Nick.
Yeah. What do you want to do in the future?
Oh, yeah, forget about me too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Vibs. So,
we're not done.
What do you want to do? We're not done.
What are you talking about?
I just got to, right? We're in the middle of your show.
Thought we were moving along.
Your first fucking show?
What do you want to do in the future you haven't done before the rapture?
100% squirrel suit diving.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, so you just want to go to heaven quicker?
I feel like you'd be good at that.
I'm going to be a real good squirrel suitor.
It looks like
I might
like
be able
so
to dodge the rapture and be the last one left. Like, this dude was fucking squirrel suiting around during all this shit popping off, and somehow he rose above it just enough.
You'd be flying through people's raptures?
Just watching it all pop.
They get lifted, right? And you're just flying.
Yeah, yeah. I would just be across going, happy rapture!
Hilarious. That's awesome. At Nick Moraldo, final thoughts and things that you've accomplished and or done that you're excited about.
Let's go through the accomplishments real quick because, as you guys know, I'm very modest. I don't like to brag about myself and all the things I've done.
You're not braggadocious.
No. I am one of 23 American-born males to have won a gold medal in an international ball hockey competition in the 30 years of history that has existed.
Everybody eat shit.
How about that?
Eat shit.
That's awesome. Nice. One of what?
One of 23 men from America.
Huh. That's incredible. You did that in high school, right?
20 years old.
Oh, you're out of high school.
What kind of hockey?
Ball hockey.
It's deck hockey.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Where you run.
Yeah.
You don't have to know how to skate. In Pittsburgh, everybody loves hockey.
It's an East Coast thing.
Not a lot of people know how to skate.
It's also significantly cheaper.
Yeah, very much cheaper.
I bet.
No ice time. You just literally get a parking lot, put up some boards and a net, and then you're off
and
running.
One thing I set out to do when I was a kid that I wasn't sure I would do or not was attain a master's degree, which I did.
Whoa.
And then realize what a giant scam it was afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know.
It is a scam.
Should have just went to an Ivy League school to start.
I went to an Ivy League community college, two of them. Two Ivy League community colleges.
I went to an Ivy League internet school. They just didn't have enough grass.
Yeah.
So, unbelievable. That's his real life excuse for why Duquesne is not an Ivy League school. It's unbelievable.
It's on the internet.
That rumor got started by the number one landscaping company.
Some Italians.
Trying to get a contract.
Also, I've never smoked a cigarette.
Never in your life?
Never in my life have I smoked a cigarette.
Not even drunk.
Good. A lot of other things.
Yeah.
But I don't never a cigarette.
You're not missing anything. I'm so surprised that people still smoke cigarettes. Like, I don't get it. That happens right now.
I don't get it.
It feels good.
I drive down. It feels good to smoke a cigarette.
Yo, you know when that hat's backward and he's got a cigarette in his mouth, Todd is gone.
You spit dips. Like, what's the why?
I don't know. Because when I'm drinking, I can't do that. But my body says you need some nicotine right now. So then cigarettes.
Why don't you do the gum? Isn't the gum enough?
Every time I go to CVS, I think, just buy a bunch of that fucking gum and just stick to it. And I got to do that. This year, before the end of the year, I'll start it. I see girls
that are like 21, 22 smoking cigarettes. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, how did this even start?
Dad issues.
Yikes.
That's where it always comes from that.
As far as what I have left to accomplish, I would like to perform an exorcism.
Oh!
What?
That's a great one.
Wait, what? Is it?
Well, so then...
I would like to save an innocent person from the possession of a demon.
And then that person can be raptured.
And then maybe I'll be raptured for saving them.
Do you just read a book in front of them? Like, what?
From what I've seen, it's pretty much all it takes.
You just read from the Bible?
Hold a cross.
Splash some holy water.
Where do you get the holy water from?
Well, your local church. You step by, scoop it right out of the...
Do they sell holy water?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, if you want to be efficient, it's free.
At the Catholic church, it's just
scoop
there.
It right out, yeah.
It's just there in the bird feeder when you walk in.
It is. He's not long.
You just can dump a little bottle in there.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to drink that?
I think you can also bring water in to be blessed as well.
Does it taste like Fiji? Like, it has to taste good, right, I assume? Holy water?
Not great,
if you're innocent and pure. If you're not, it burns a hole right through your body.
It tastes like 151 if you're not innocent and pure.
Yeah.
And the second accomplishment,
fucking
Pat,
idiots,
is to beat your ass in cornhole because no one in here has done it yet.
I don't know if it's going to happen again. I'm in the mode now. I'm back in it now.
Todd's like, I haven't lost,
but we haven't played.
Todd has battled me yesterday. It was an awesome
I played battle. Probably my best game and still lost like 21-15.
But I'm saying right now, though, like I'm I'm right now. I'm in a position of cornholer. It's gonna be tough.
I almost caught him slipping 3 days ago.
Yeah,
hard.
He really did. I came straight out of like a bathroom or something.
No, don't bring up excuses because you have one bad game. You're a human being. I know it doesn't seem like it because you're good at everything.
No, but I wasn't warm. Like I mean, I was literally. You came out of like three games. You were playing.
Oh man,
I wasn't warm. So he was up 15-0 on me.
What?
And you lost.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Took over right there.
I took a little bit for me to warm up.
I went on a bad run, and he just started banging them fucking four in a row, three in a row.
Incredible. I haven't played Pat yet, but I also haven't lost in a while either. So,
have you played in a while?
No, that's why. I haven't played in a while.
Someone's got to do work around here, guys.
All right.
Yeah, nice. I actually appreciate that.
And my final thought is dedicated to my friend, Anthony, Tactical Digs DeGilio.
The big homie, Rigatoni.
I think this is something we should do for him. Mm-hmm. Colin Furze is a mad scientist on YouTube who invents all kinds of things, and he has come up with a way to convert a BMW into a drivable hot tub.
What?
Ooh, that's groundbreaking.
He converted two leaf blowers and a barbecue grill, filled the car up with water, and created a drivable hot tub.
I'll get him back.
Diggs, listen.
It looks awesome from the website here.
I promised, didn't I?
This looks like a great time.
Diggs. I'll get him back.
I promised. Show the camera, too.
Diggs, you can drive in a hot tub. You know what? Don't let him because he's bound to have a rear-end collision. What?
Damn, Todd, you crazy.
Not crazy.
Diggs, I promised not to bring it up.
I know you did.
But Nick ran it by me. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been doing a lot of weird things to me. Like asking for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like, what team to bet on this week? You got the Patriots or Steelers? I'm like, I'm not sure if they play. Chicago or Detroit? Who knows? Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on.
I believe
those two go hand and hand in hand. Hand in hand?
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand, like holding hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those two are holding hands. It's hand in hand. So that's why I always tell people you must go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. Why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you try? And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win, don't you?
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Lay down some cash and let's win and make some money off of your Nostradamus ability. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze.
Nice.
Speaking of breeze,
yeah.
Here's to the breezes.
That blow through the treeses?
Lifts the skirts above the girls' knees.
Teases and pleases.
And brings diseases.
Here's to the snatch.
No, we're going to stop right there. I thought we were all going to stop right there.
That's all
right. Just thought we didn't get the memo all the way around the room.
Down the
hatch. Next time we'll do it. Down the hatch. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit up to 100%. Use promo code McAfee, that's MCAFEE, to activate offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. It's a good time. Make your life a lot more interesting by the things that you think. You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Make money off of it.
Make money.
You're at home saying, I knew this shit was going to happen because I was doing that before and I never gambled on anything. And now it's paying off for me thanks to mybookie.ag. Code McAfee. At the Jeff Vibbert, final thoughts and things that you've accomplished in your life.
Things that I've accomplished in my life.
All right, that's it. What are your final thoughts? I'm joking.
I've found love. I've lost love. I was a walk-on for a Division I, and I became a varsity starting athlete. No big deal. And the last thing I've accomplished in my life that I'm proud of is I'm friends with all your moms on Facebook. What I want to do with my life, I want to perform in front of 5,500 people. Hopefully that still stands. I want to pick up a girl in my high school letter jacket at the bar. I want to do a standing 69.
But the girl's holding you.
And I want to bang all your moms. I'm Jeff.
All right, good. Final thoughts? Anything?
I want to bang all your moms.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you, Vibs. I appreciate that. Badass Vibs.
Badass Vibs.
That's what I'm talking about. That's Warhammer.
Yo, don't cross him in the streets.
The Warhammer is just a walking, talking badass. He went from walk-on to JV or varsity starter. He's a mental warrior. He's badass Vibs. And if you, I don't think you want to fuck my mom, because Tim McAfee would, although you're a Warhammer and a badass.
When you say fuck, it's way less funny and it's more real.
Yikes. All right. I hope you all have a magical weekend. I hope if the rapture comes, we go watch a Robin Williams, Michael Jackson, David Bowie concert together with Harry Carey. You all are magical. Thank you so much for rocking with us this week. Go check out all of our videos on the Pat McAfee Show YouTube. I think you'll enjoy it. You'll get a chance to watch the podcast, which I think is a lot more entertaining than just listening. So if you enjoy this, imagine what it's like to watch us, especially because AQ Shipley was basically here on Skype in one of the biggest TVs I've ever seen in my life. Expensive one, I've learned, but yeah. It's a very...
Not as expensive as Jim Kong intro.
Or the basketball hoop.
Yikes. Damn. Just stack them up, bad decision.
Couple hidden fees.
Couple hidden fees.
The old hidden fees.
Oh, stack them at the last minute trick. It's the...
Hold on, I'll play one.
Big day tomorrow.
Before, oh, go ahead.
You're searching for a home. Is this that song?
A place to lay your head. I don't think so.
What song are you looking for?
End of the World?
Yes.
Yeah. End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. That's what you want.
Well, this is also known as End of the World.
This kind of sounds like Savage Garden.
I'm excited to hear what we're getting to here.
It sounds like one of those hip church groups they play during the
a little Christian
it's
rock.
Like inspirational Christian rock.
Here it comes.
Jesus.
There it is.
We found it. Find your biddy and spend the end of the world with her. That makes sense. I get it. It's like a love song about the end
of the
world.
Took him a minute to get there.
Yeah.
How about that freedom song was kicking in there?
Well, I would have loved that. But what I'm thinking is...
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane.
This is only playing in one ear.
May only play out of one speaker in the car.
And this is just real low, just lower on this one. I can hear it.
Real right heavy song.
Real hard right ear lean.
What is this? Is this an end of the world?
You've only ever heard the chorus. You've never heard the verse.
This is the
you.
Actual song?
Yeah. This is the, like, the big one. Yeah.
Turn that thing up a little bit.
Here it comes.
Oh.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I'm here to fight.
You guys have a great weekend.
8 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, TV hour. Yep. Don't get caught in more tar, slash and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in uniform and book.